driving down that lane and not having that physical presence in the middle. What's the difference this year with the Suns?
Well, you know, we don't have that, and that's we probably will never have that if we're built for speed and other things. Now, Kurt Thomas will come in, and he does give you that presence. And, you know, we tried 2 years ago. We were really good and fell a little short, and we tried to get a team on the floor that got a little tougher, a little bit better defensively, and a little bit tougher underneath. And we added Kurt Thomas, and he's playing really well and doing that job. We've added Rajah Bell, who gives you a mental toughness defensively. So we think we've taken care of some areas. We can get better, and we need to get better to win a championship. But, again, you know, it's a pretty good assembly of players.
Before we let you go here, give us a sense of the teams that you've lost to. Utah is playing lights out for them with a very new cast. Dallas, San Antonio, the Lakers are playing well. Who do you think are your biggest competitions at this point?
Well, you have to go traditionally. I think it's San Antonio and Dallas right now. I think Utah is playing great, and they have beaten us twice, and they're going to be there to the end, and we'll have to deal with them. And the Lakers have improved a lot, so I do think they're still wrong below those other two guys, only because, you know, of past history and what these other two teams have done during the playoffs. So it's still Dallas and San Antonio, I think, that we got to get over.
Finally, just the depth. The fact that I think you guys have gone from 5, 6, 7 players to 7, 8, 9 players with Jermaine Jones, with Jalen Rose, with James Jones, who we just heard from, Kurt Thomas. Tell me about those players and what a difference they make during an 80 to 90 to 100 game season.
Well, you know, they really will come into play if there's any injuries, because those guys can play. And I'm not playing them a lot right now. We have a kind of an 8-man rotation, but I have some really good. Marcus Banks is having a hard time finding space to get comfortable, and different people. Jalen Rose, like you said, Jermaine Jones can play. They can light it up. But you know, having guys that are young and you know, need time on the floor also, it's tough to work everybody in.